This goes to Dr. LaRouche, L-A capital R-O-U-C-H-E, fax 989-629-8145. And Dr. Alkeek, A-L-K-I-E-K, fax 989-466-3643. Regarding Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Whitbrod, W-I-T like Tom, B like boy, R-O, D like David, T like Tom. Date of birth 5/15/1963. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Whitbrod with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, and COPD. Her last visit was April 24th of this year. Since that time, she was started on Jardiance, 10 milligram once a day, and she did have an increase in creatinine in July of this year. That jumped to 1.63, and her potassium was mildly elevated at that time at 5.4. Nothing remarkable was happening. She wasn't ill. She hadn't. The only change was the addition of Jardiance. We, at that time, advised her to go on a low-potassium diet and sent her low-potassium diet recommendations with foods to avoid and foods that were safe. And the usual milligram per 24-hour allowance in low-potassium diets is 2,000 milligram in 24 hours, the same as sodium. And the patient was instructed today about, as she asked, she asked to know what milligram in 24 hours was acceptable of potassium. When her creatinine was rechecked August 8th, it had improved to 1.37, and potassium level was also improved and down from 5.4 to 4.3. So that was much better. And she has been following the low-potassium diet. She does complain of chronic pain in her hands and her hips, secondary to rheumatoid arthritis. She does see Dr. Linez on a regular basis for management of that. She's had no recent illnesses, no fevers or chills, no exacerbations of COPD, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And minimal edema of the lower extremities. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. As previously stated, she's now on Jardiance, 10 milligram daily. I want to highlight lisinopril, 40 milligram daily. Basoprolol is 5 milligram once a day. She's on Lantus insulin and Novolog with meals. Methotrexate, 2.5 milligram, 5 tablets once a week. She's on Humira pen, 40 milligram every 10 days. Also Plavix, several vitamins, Cymbalta, Synthroid, Lipitor, Pepcid. And she's on Singulair, 10 milligram daily, albuterol inhaler as needed, and Flonase nasal sprays. Physical exam, weight 282 pounds, pulse 60, oxygen saturation is 91% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 80. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, no ascites, trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 4th, 2023. Creatinine was 1.32, estimated GFR is 46, albumin is 4.3, calcium 9.5, sodium 140, potassium is 4.8, carbon dioxide 27, phosphorus 5.5, hemoglobin is 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with improved and stabilized creatinine levels back to baseline. We will ask her to continue to have labs checked every 3 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy on maximum dose of lisinopril. 3, hypertension, currently at goal. 4, COPD, well controlled. The patient will have will continue to follow her low potassium diet and she will try to limit the potassium intake to 2,000 milligram in 24 hours or less, as well as the sodium will be 2,000 milligram in 24 hours or less. And she'll follow a diabetic diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.